back again.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Oh No Radio Show.
The Oh No, we have a weird effect going on
I got it. All right. Don't worry about it.
All right. I wanted to make sure I wasn't having auditory hallucinations. It has been known to happen.
It has been known to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, in the Scumbag Studios with me tonight is my good friend Duncan.
Hey, buddy.
Sitting in his, like, I don't know, your rightful seat?
Are we going to go ahead and say that? We could say it.
All right.
I mean, we know it's my seat.
And joining us once
again. In his potentially rightful seat.
Ooh. Is our good friend Tom, ladies and gentlemen.
Everybody gets a raise.
Hey. Yeah. All because the tall man is in Canada.
Here. Yeah. He had to run from the police.
Across the border with his tall ass.
Which literally took him like 4 steps. And he's like, bloop, I'm done.
No. I like this lineup. I think this is good. We've got the three people that talk the most on the show.
That's true. So,
Chatty Cathy's.
Yeah. So, we won't have any crazy sound effects from Ty tonight.
Yeah, it doesn't mean there's not going to be any craziness, though.
We won't have any bags just of candy, you know, being
I've got an empty
rattled.
Wrapper right there, standing by, waiting for it.
Just to make sure we get the full distraction effect in
Absolutely.
A real phlegmy cough. I'm going to miss that.
I actually have been. Yep. Yeah, we got that, too.
All right, good. Well, it looks like we're all set.
Good one.
How you guys been? How's your week been? We had to cancel last week's show.
We did. That's my fault.
Yeah, it is.
And Tom's fault.
Yeah, that's right.
I forgot I got blamed for that, too.
Yeah.
Your Highness couldn't make it. He had plans, even though we totally talked about it the week before we left.
We talked about it by saying that you would contact us about it.
Which, if Owen says he's going to contact you, he never will. You have to contact him.
Yeah.
Right, or I'll hear about it from Ty. Who is kind of like my Owen tap in? Ty will be like,
"Hey, by the way,
I'll get a weird text from Ty like doing the show tonight," and I'm like, "I guess we're doing the podcast tonight."
I guess so. Shit.
Jesus Christ. My iCal reminder from Oh No Radio Show.
You motherfuckers know we do the show on a Thursday.
We do Secret Feelings on Monday.
That's something dreadful, folks. God, get it right.
I call it whatever the fuck I
want. I know.
Ever changing name to the show.
No. Its name is something dreadful. However, because it bothers Ty, it is secret feelings.
That's where me and Duncan get together and discuss.
We
talk about Ty. Yeah. And you come up in conversation quite a lot.
And all the weird boners you get when you think of me.
That's true.
I actually tweet those.
Is that
what that is? Is that what followed and favored in me today?
Yeah, my boner.
Now, this is one. This is one of now, I believe, 3 shows that are going to be on the Oh No Media Network or the Oh No Media Empire.
Told me about your first one and or your newest one.
My newest one was posted as bonus content.
I did see that pop up on the feed.
On the feed last night.
Is that you just sitting on the toilet like reading magazines?
No, it's him. That's him berating people while he's hammered to fucking call.
Yeah,
him.
Basically,
so regular
I get drunk as shit and I sit in the studio and at about 1-2 o'clock in the morning, I throw the switches on and the studio comes to life, and then I take calls
You force calls.
I get on Facebook and I'm like, hey, you're up, you should call this, you should call this number,
call
right
his
now.
Number
call this number right now.
No. No, I'm not going to do that.
Everybody's like, we have lives, Owen.
I'm not going to do that because that's why we do something dreadful. So that I don't have to be a subject of those late night phone calls anymore.
I know.
You just start masking your voice and calling as different people.
Yeah, right. I should.
Yeah,
actually.
It's really just something dreadful part two, and Duncan just plays all the characters that call it.
Roll with it.
Yeah, our first show was a tremendous success. We had two
at
callers.
Least you, yeah, you got two people that were equally as bored or hammered as you are. And one of them doesn't count because it's Bender and he was on the West Coast, so he obviously wasn't.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of a time advantage there.
Right. I feel he's obligated to call in, though.
He might even call in tonight.
Not Bender.
You never know.
He'd never call.
That's your cue, Bender,
so
you should call right now.
Right, exactly.
No, he doesn't
listen.
This
is your time slot, Bender.
He doesn't listen to the show.
He just calls.
Oh, okay.
He knows when we're doing it, and he's like, I'll wait 20 minutes.
He gets an iCal reminder. Oh, got a call out over here.
Oh, yeah, it's about that time.
They're probably talking about something incredibly important.
Speaking of reminders, though, I did need to bring a little housekeeping up before we start the show for real. Mm. I I've decided that we're going to kind of abandon the 24/7
live stream.
I feel it's just confusing people because people
we're saying goodbye, huh?
Well, no, people out there are thinking we're doing shows, but we're not fucking doing shows.
So they're literally.
Tune in every night, 8:30 religiously Monday through Friday. I get one show a week.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's like they talk about the same thing over and over again on a loop. I don't get it.
I don't understand, and nobody responds to the goddamn chat.
Yeah, exactly, and so.
Except Craigslist killer.
So I decided, no, I think it'll be better if we launch whatever show we're going to do. We basically start it up that night. We fire up the feed. And then the feed, actually, it will send you if you have the Mixlr app on your phone or if you're if you have any information.
If you're fucking cool.
If you're logged in to Mixlr, it will send you a little notification that will pop up every time we go live. So people now will know. Okay, I've got the little notification. They must be going live in the next probably 10 minutes. And that's the way we're going to do it. And that's the way that everybody can follow our three shows, this being the flagship, and the two
the other
three shows.
You know, and the two, Something Dreadful, and then Oh No at Night. So randomly, if you know, 3
oh
o'clock
no
on a Wednesday
night.
Morning.
Hey, there you go. There's ripe for potential.
Oh No at Night.
Oh No at Night, a.k.a.
It's just Ty giving himself insulin. We're just recording him giving himself his insulin shot.
and of course, you know, you can follow us on Facebook to find out, I'm sure. Like,
you can. For the next 6 months until Facebook
or just like us, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah.
That's all we want.
We just want likes and
just
donations.
Get us up there, baby.
Okay, but hold on. But I feel like Facebook is going to be the next one to die, and it's going to happen like within the next couple years.
It's got to. I don't know.
But what's going to be next? Like, what's going
to... I kind of hope nothing is next, to be honest with you. I do, too. I hope we're just over that, and we all just like realize, like, I can talk
to
you
in
person.
It would be nice if we all get a break from social media. Like, it's a little much from, like...
Yeah.
I mean, and it's not just Facebook. It's the onslaught of having to have, like, everything now. It's the Twitter. It's the Instagram.
It's the LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Fuck LinkedIn.
Fucking LinkedIn.
Does it work? Has anybody ever gotten a job through LinkedIn?
No, I mean, not really. Not that I can recall.
No. No, I've never really... you have about as much luck getting a job off that as Craigslist, I think. Speaking of...
I've gotten jobs off Craigslist.
Yeah, I have.
Well, yeah. It's doable. I'm not saying it's not. Just like it's, you know, doable to supposedly get your lawn mowed through a service on fucking...
Yeah, I was going
to
say...
We never actually got to talk about what ended up happening with that whole situation.
Last week, I get a series of text messages saying, hey... And pictures and text messages accompanying them saying, if I wrote out this map for you, would you understand it? I'm like, well, yeah.
Yeah. Mow this part.
Mow this part. Don't mow this part.
It was very specific.
Yeah. And you wrote like a 2-page like handwritten letter.
Basically, don't fuck me. You know,
Mr. Migrant Man, who probably can't even read this in the first place.
No, so he never came.
Wow.
He called me the second day. If you remember, he canceled on me the one day.
Yeah. Mm,
and
right.
Then he called me the second day.
And so
he's like, hey, do you still wanted your llama, right? I'm like, yeah, of course. The money's there. It's waiting for you. There's instructions around back. It's all there. Okay, cool. We're leaving our house now. We'll be there in, you know, probably 30 minutes. Great. Sounds good. give me a call that you
Done
got
deal.
The money or send me a text or something. Let me know that everything's good. He never sends a text. He never calls. And I'm thinking about, he probably just forgot. And, you know, no big deal, whatever. So then, 4 hours go by. My work day goes by. I drive home. I get home. And what do I see? The grass is still about a foot and a half fucking long.
Yeah.
And,
zero progress.
Zero. The guy never even showed up. So I was.
So the money was still there, though.
The money was still there.
Okay.
I gotta say that.
That's a win.
A win.
He could have pretty much just
after
taken
we broadcasted
the money and
it on the show the night before as well. Like lots of people knew there was money out there.
There was
the two people that listened, but still.
But still,
they were gunning for that tool chest.
I know they were.
But I was one of those people.
I was furious when I got home. Incensed, one would say.
This aka Owen's irrational rage came out.
So
then he recorded another show.
The phone comes out. And I call him.
You wetback son of a bitch.
I know. I'm like, you fucking lied to me. You said you were on your way over here. I don't like being blatantly lied to like this. How dare you?
I love how you try and talk up like you're some... I don't like being lied to, even though I'm the biggest scumbag on the planet.
That's like totally you lie to the fucking president or something.
I will lie to you as soon as look at you.
But no, I left in this... what did I say? The end of it was... nice business. Fuck you. And I ended the phone call at that. I didn't receive a response from him. I
can't imagine why.
I tried calling him a couple more times. Like, about 5 minutes went by. I tried calling again. No answer. And now, obviously, they've figured out what's going on. They've listened to the voicemail, and somebody's turned the phone off. So it's just going straight to voicemail.
Or they just blocked your ass.
Or they blocked my ass.
They blocked you.
So now, yeah, I got to worry about a crazy lawn man that might come kill me.
I think it would have been funny if he came the next day and mowed your lawn.
I was gonna say, I think maybe if he does come and kill you, you probably deserved it for being a prick.
Ah, well. Yeah. These are the choices in life that we just have to live with.
Yeah.
Thankfully, though, I had a good friend come over and help me fix my lawnmower, or at least get it running.
No. He didn't help you fix it.
He fixed it. Yeah. I handed him beer when he wanted one.
Yeah, and, exactly.
And, oh, that's good.
That's what I did when he was working on my fucking car.
Exactly. So. Good friend of ours.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Heart of gold. The type of guy that once he got the lawnmower mowing, couldn't just stop at that. Had to mow the whole fucking lawn himself. And I'm like, dude, I didn't pay you to mow the lawn.
But you didn't pay him at all because he didn't take your goddamn
money.
Yeah,
well, it's sitting in his tool chest, hiding is what it is. But
it's sitting there until he gets the opportunity to put it back in your possession.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
I know that's going to happen.
He's a crafty motherfucker.
He's a crafty. You were going to say he's a scumbag, but he's not a scumbag.
But he's not. But either way, I did get the lawn done, and all week I was just, come on,
our friend did get the lawn mowed.
There you go. My friend mowed the lawn.
And fixed the lawnmower?
And fixed the lawnmower.
Yeah. And made you a sandwich after that?
Yeah, I know.
And cupped the balls.
Uh-huh.
I know.
Uh-huh.
And handed you the tissues while you were jerking off?
And said thank you.
And tucked you in and kissed you on the cheek.
Yep. But all week I was waiting for somebody to stop by. It happens usually like once a week. There's a guy that roams the neighborhood and like, hey, nice. You need your lawn? And there's usually some like derelict looking motherfucker and they, you know, want $20 to mow your lawn.
I'll give you $20 to mow the lawn.
And you know what? I was dying for one of these guys. Yeah. Dying for one of them. All week doesn't happen. I'm sitting on the porch today.
And it happens.
And the lawn is like pretty freshly mowed. Like it's got like 2 days
three
on
days.
It.
Yeah,
3 days.
No, it's been like 5 days.
And straight up derelict, dude.
Does he have a duster on looking like Highlander? That's all I can think of this guy looking like right now.
This guy was about like 5'2". he had gnomish qualities. Wow.
So he knew lawns.
He was very dwarfy.
So he basically, he was the dude that you now have to come and mow your lawn.
Well, I did basically say, hey, I'm having problems with my lawnmower. Let me get your number. Because maybe on like Monday or Tuesday.
Maybe also if he didn't have a number.
But he kept insisting, like, oh, we can do it today. We can do it right now. I'm like, that's great, but the lawn doesn't really need doing right now. I don't want to exactly pay you $20 when I just mowed it 3 days ago. And this was all way too much to comprehend. But no, I could do it right now. Like, we could... No.
Yeah, I could do it right now because I need that $20 so I can go buy a rock.
Something like that. He was one of those pallet guys. You know what I'm talking about? The pallet guys?
I don't know what you're
talking
about.
Describe.
You know what a pallet is. Like, you ship things
a
on
shipping
or whatever.
Pallet.
Shipping
pallet.
Break them down, put them in fires.
You never seen the trucks that drive around that have... stacks and stacks of pallets on them. And
yeah.
I guess, I don't know. They collect them and resell them
They
or
look
something.
Insanely dangerous and like...
Yeah, they're
well
always looking like they're about to pop all over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
How much do you think they're getting off them?
I don't know.
What do you mean, selling those?
Yeah.
Five a pallet?
Ten, something like that.
Yeah,
five
probably.
Five for the regular, 10 for the blue.
Yeah, the nice ones.
You bring me the blue ones, I'll give you more.
No, I know what he's talking about with the blue ones.
The blue ones are
quality.
Heavy duty.
Heavy duty.
Dude, I can't tell you how many days it'd be at the factory. It's like, I need a pallet. Don't get me that shitty one. I need a blue one. This shit is heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are real blue-collar conversations we're having right
goddamn
now.
Goddamn right.
Yeah.
Factory like workers
sponsored
with pallets
by car
and
hardware.
Forklifts and shit.
Like goddamn real men.
Which we're
the
not.
The real men. The real men podcast.
So that happens.
Says the man wearing pink socks.
Yeah.
Pink and
true.
Purple socks with strippers on them. So, I mean.
That's the manliness there.
Tit for tat.
See what you did there.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I,
Those goddamn lawn guys never come when you want them to. You remember when I was living in the old house?
And same
I was,
deal.
And I was just like, the lawn didn't get mowed, and it was mostly out of a matter of principle. Me going, no, I paid for that lawnmower so that you would mow the motherfucker. Because I said I wasn't going to do it. Because I am an American, and I will pay a Mexican to do it.
That's what it should be.
I think. Goddamn right. And dude, and I was just waiting and waiting and waiting, and no Mexicans came, and they didn't want to mow my lawn.
See, you got to go get them at Home Depot, man. Everybody knows that.
I know, but you have to go so early.
No, not in Florida. I feel like anytime you can roll down there and there's some guy just you could probably grift for some chores.
See, most like northern Home Depots, it's like you got to get there at like six, between 6 and 8, or they're fucking gone. All the good help's gone before 8 o'clock.
I make the mistake. I go in the store and find a guy with a shopping cart and I try and offer him to do it, but he usually doesn't want to.
No,
he's like, get away from me, you fucking weirdo.
Yeah, he's like, you asshole, I speak English.
Yeah.
He's like, I drive a nicer car than you, fuck stain, get away from me.
I'm fluent in like 4 languages.
I have a college
I know
degree.
Arithmetic.
I'm putting in a koi pond, you fag.
I'm putting in a koi pond, you fag. I would like for you, sir, who just called me a fag.
Can you make sure to Twitter that right?
All right.
I'm putting it in a koi pond, you fag.
Pontificate, it is done.
Pontificate upon the irony of that statement for a moment.
For just a quick second.
You hipster cocksucker.
I did go to the shittiest grocery store, I think, on the planet, Winn-Dixie. It's not the shittiest, but it always feels so dingy.
Not.
It always, you know what I mean, though? You go into a Publix. Or...
Okay, it's shitty in comparison to other chain stores.
Right.
However... The worst Winn-Dixie will always be better than the nicest bodega.
This is true. It's not the worst of the worst, but I've been really good. I've been off this week, and I've been cooking Therese dinner like a lot of nights.
Well, yeah.
Like a good husband, you know?
Like a good husband.
Yeah, she's going to have to deal with it tonight because I'm doing a radio show. But
you'll notice she's not here.
Yeah, I know.
Because her factory owns her soul.
It's very true. I will say I was getting ready to cook her dinner, and I was getting all the ingredients ready in my head, and I ride to the store, and I pull up in this Winn-Dixie parking lot, and I see this very large black man. Looking like fucking Billy Blanks over here. Like fucking...
Oh, boy.
Dude, shredded.
Billy Blanks? You mean like the Tybo
guy? The Tybo
guy.
Yeah.
All right. That's intimidating.
That was a 15-year throwback.
It's a deep reference
is what it
right
was.
There.
Yeah.
Hey, you just dropped Tybo. Yeah.
So, fucking Billy Blanks comes running. I'm seeing this dude. He is running through this parking lot. And he's got two huge grocery bags, like one in each hand.
Of course.
And what does he do? There's a car that pulls up right beside him, hops in it, fucking... speeds off. I get out of my car. I'm like, what the fuck was that all about? There's all the wall of the Winn-Dixie employees trying to chase down the car with their camera phones out. Come to find out, this dude stole like $400 worth of lobster.
Lobster.
$400 worth of lobster. Are you shitting me?
Yeah, it brings up, we talked about this on Oh No at Night last night.
It's a lot of lobster.
But what is, you know, supermarket sweep style? What is the what's the most expensive thing in a store that you're getting?
Way too easy. I would be getting the coffee and the turkeys. That's what they always got.
Coffee and turkeys.
Coffee and turkeys. Yeah,
I never remembered the coffee.
I watched plenty of Supermarket Sweep, dog.
We
grew up in the 80s.
Me and Jack talked about this a little bit last night.
Go for them turkeys, man.
Go for the turkeys.
If you went hard on the turkeys and then you hit it up and got that coffee, you are going to make some money.
Yep. Yeah, you gotta like, dude, it's the frozen.
And they were always kind of like middle-aged, like not healthy people that they brought on the show, so they kind of struggled with the active part. Man, if any of us were on that, we'd be hauling, running, and
they have a new thing. They have a new one on the Food Network. It's like Guy's Kitchen Games or something, but it is
Guy's Kitchen.
It is
these titles these days.
The Guy Fieri, but it's almost exactly like Supermarket Sweep, except they have to go. Grab shit from the supermarket and then come back and cook something.
Nah, that's too much.
Yeah, no, I know.
I just like
agree.
The straight up trivia mix it with
running around the store and grabbing the shit. We had a lot of questions. Like I said, we talked about this last night. We had a lot of questions about Supermarket Sweep. Like, was it number one in a real supermarket?
No, it was in like a set supermarket.
Yeah. It was a set supermarket, I think.
Right.
You're right. Were the ingredients real?
Probably not. That's probably a good question.
Were they all props?
I bet they... Well, if you think of it, I'm sure there could have been stuff that was real, but I would assume that some of the other stuff would spoil. So they'd have to have fake produce and
fake
things that look like
it. It's just like any other grocery store in a movie or a TV show. You're looking at having really good set dressers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They'll take something, they'll take and make it look like a fucking turkey, and then these poor fat people are throwing them into the carts and, you know, sells it.
It would be a lot of, I don't know though. Maybe they just got rid of them turkeys to the homeless later. Maybe it was like, but then the homeless are getting all these bruised up, like throwing around turkeys.
Throwing around frozen turkeys. Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know.
I just see a truck driving up and they're just throwing just the leftover
loose,
food.
Just
from
loose turkeys.
Like
loose
homeless turkeys people are killing each other to get at it.
Oh, it's from Supermarket Sweep.
Yes! Oh my God, it's the good stuff.
Oh,
lay off those turkeys.
I hate it when they go down for a season. Oh man, it's off season.
We lose more and more of us every time they go down a season.
Yep. Now, Jack might call in later with some tips or some trivia about Supermarket Sweep.
We don't care.
I think he was looking it up. So
there was some gnarly game shows in that time, man. They took some chances.
Yeah. Fuck your Supermarket Sweep spag spender.
What was the one in the mall? Remember, like, you were in the mall and, like, you went through, like, different stores and
got
all the prizes?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh.
Right? I'm taking you back, right?
I don't know if I remember
Dude,
this.
Yes, I loved that show.
You fucking did. Okay.
Wait. I got it. Shop till you drop.
Shop till you drop.
Oh, my God. No, he did just take it back.
I took
it was
you there.
Supermarket Sweep in a mall.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. Baller because you did have to, like, run up to the place and, like, get some dumb shit.
And then you'd have to run downstairs back. And then run over to the food court, and you'd always have to grab the goddamn pretzel.
Yeah.
You always have to grab the
always
pretzel from
the
fucking
pretzel.
The little food court, the faux food court. Yeah.
I would actually die to just, like, rewatch those. If anyone has those on VHS,
it's probably
please
on the
send
Game
to
Show
Ono
Network.
Game Show Network, I was about to
I
say.
I hope so.
It's probably Game Show Network or the internet.
I miss good game shows, though. Like, we don't really get them anymore. Like,
I always wanted to be on the
new
game.
You can
running
play
around,
games
like,
on your phone now.
Yeah, but you never get a fucking, like...
You are your own game show.
It's true. But you never get,
ding,
like...
Ding, 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 ding.
Chuck Walry said, I'm awesome.
Running around like idiots for stupid shit doesn't happen anymore.
We got a call.
Jack Bender with stupid facts.
Stupid facts with Jack Bender.
All right,
Bender.
Hit us, Jack. What do you got?
What are you
Jack
stupid
boy,
facts,
how are you
Jack
doing,
Bender?
My friend?
Oh, no, radio show. What is happening?
Oh, nothing. We were just getting into the supermarket talk. Were you listening?
Perfect.
No, of course he's not listening.
Finally, I was listening. I just parked my car. Had to turn it off so I could get out, and I don't have my headphones, so I can listen along.
Jesus
But
Christ.
I've got my notes. I'm ready to go.
He's got let's notes, motherfucker.
Yes.
Now, let's do this shit.
Yeah, no. We were asking some...
We were talking about a superior game called Shop Till You Drop. Do
you remember
that?
No, I have that on my notes. That is three lines down. Shop Till You Drop. No joke.
No. The whole reason this came up, like I said, was that me and Jack were talking about this last night, and it was all sparked by the fact that, you know, dude stole a lobster or all this
$400
worth of lobster. But no, we had a lot of questions, and I was a little drunk last night, Bender, so you can use your notes there and sort of recount some of the questions
I
had.
You were drunk? I can't believe that.
It happened.
Like regular drunk, Owen, or?
Where shall I begin?
Wherever you want, Bender. Come on, lay it on us.
All right. Well, fun trivia. The show originally aired on ABC starting in 1965.
Jesus.
Only lasted for 2 years.
What?
And then Lifetime picked it up from 90 to 95. That's like the version that we know. And then it came back for like 3 years, 2000 to 2003. Now, I've never heard of these stores, but here's the thing. The original one was actually at a real grocery store. And that
Fuck
was
you,
a
Tom.
Food fair. That was a food fair.
Food fair,
F-A-I-R-E. So you're familiar with this place?
I know of their existence.
They soon went out of business after people realized they were just getting all old Supermarket Sweep food.
So, beyond that, the newer show, the one that we all know and love, was shot in Hollywood on a soundstage, but it was modeled after a Hughes Market. And then
Hughes?
For two, yes, Hughes, like H-U-G-H-E-S, like Hughes.
I've never heard of them. Have you, Duncan?
No. West Coast
and
thing.
Then
maybe.
They remodeled for the new, the 2000-2003 run
to look like Ralph's.
To a unified Western market.
Hmm. I don't know what the fuck.
No,
that
I don't
is.
Know. These no. are the worst names for grocery stores I've ever heard.
I would not buy food from
which
places.
Is why
with
you never hear them brought up on the show? I'm sure.
Yeah,
obviously.
Worth noting in my research, it is well observed that the soccer moms always dominated. Like the team where it was two soccer moms together.
Yeah, they were fit.
Always win.
Yeah,
they're always going to win.
They were
yeah,
in shape.
No matter
they could
what,
outrun the fat
all
people
all the time.
Yep. Strategy.
We were discussing yesterday in our strategy, why not just grab endless amounts of the most expensive thing?
Yeah.
Apparently, they, not for the original ABC show, but the one that we all know, there, I don't know what the limit was, but there was an item limit. So
okay. So
you
couldn't
just
only
fill up with
get
whatever the expenses.
So many turkeys.
So you got cut off on a certain turkey
I think it
limit.
Was like, yeah, it's like somewhere less than five, between like, you know,
5 and 10 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think even
however,
less than that.
If you don't recall, there would be like the specialty things. Like
yep.
If you grind up a pound of coffee ground, then you get an extra $100.
Right.
Or
right.
Like the manager's special that they call out. And that's where you get like the 100, 200 extra.
Or
whatever.
Or the blue light special, yeah.
Yeah. And it was always some fucking
here's
riddle to
thing.
Find out
and there
what
was
it was.
Always, right. Yeah, always some riddle, and there was always some like giant oversized item, like an oversized banana
yeah.
or something that you'd have to
exactly.
grab.
Exactly. Well,
I'm not making this shit
no,
up.
No, you're not, dude. It's no. So fucking flashback.
Well, and what you're the riddle where it was the product was the fill in the blank, that was actually like once the one of the three teams like got the most money, that was like their chance for $5,000 if they could like run around and
that was a lot of money
get all
back
the
then too
to lead. Yeah, exactly. And they went bonkers for $5,000. One thing
breaking
I didn't know,
and
they actually they had screen grabs to prove it. The very first season on Lifetime, they had people dressed up in either like a gorilla suit or
yes.
like basically somebody like blocking an aisle.
I remember
you had
this.
To turn around.
It was kind of like Legends of the Hidden Temple. It's kind
of
like the
man. I always wanted to be on that
so
show
much.
Yes,
that show.
Exactly.
Did you? They need to bring that back in adult form.
They do. They
like,
do.
Like American
Dude,
Gladiators.
Yeah, American Gladiators. Like,
Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah.
What was the one where you had to climb the crag?
The aggro crag. That was Guts.
That was Guts.
That was Guts.
I wanted to do that. Dude, you got it.
Yeah, that fucking theme song, man.
Yeah,
do you have it?
Do you have it? That's right. That's right. They had the. I remember there was the.
There was one called "Figure It Out," which was like the
figure it out.
The kid would have like the random the random weird talents, and it's basically like 20 questions. You ask him questions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've collected more sports than any other kid on the East Coast.
Yeah, exactly.
The celebrities get slimed if they say something or whatever wrong.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was, you know, all those Nickelodeon game shows I wanted to be on, but I lived in the Midwest and, you know, only got
now,
to watch Nickelodeon.
See, here was my problem
rarely.
With all of the things on. I was never inclined to join up to, you know, maybe sign up to be on one of these shows, even though I lived in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, you
right.
were you were in the epicenter.
I was right here, man. I
you
was ready
should have done
but
it.
Here's the reason that I never wanted to do it because I thought the prize.
You didn't have the guts.
No. I thought the prize was bullshit. That it was a trip to Orlando, Florida, and I'm like, I don't want to go. I live here.
You're like, I already live here.
I'd be like, what was the cash value of that shit?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but see Owen's not going to think of that. He's going to be like, no, fuck
not
that.
Not six-year-old Owen.
Yeah, no.
You could have been on Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Right? You could have been on the Jaguars.
Oh, no.
You know what? You know, I remember watching so much of that show that it's like, I always remember, like, you'd watch kids do it wrong and you'd be infuriated that they didn't do it. Like, you fucking dumb fucking kid.
Everybody knows
that
you don't.
You gotta fucking jump there.
Like, where you.
like fucking dick.
Especially on Legends of the Hidden Temple, like there were certain paths you could go,
and then
right?
the guy would jump out and scare you.
That would be more random, but there were certain, like, there definitely, like, it was an easier
dead
path
ends and shit,
and a like a harder path.
Yeah.
And every time they chose that in the Y, they chose the harder path. You'd just be fucking.
You're like, you're an idiot. Always go to the right.
This guy, look at this noob. Fucking
noob.
Yeah, you suck, dude.
Wait, and I think they did.
You don't win the trip to Orlando.
I think they did make a thing about an adult Legends of the Hidden Temple, and I think
it's called
it was
Survivor.
I think it's called MXC.
Yeah, it's MXC's a little bit like that.
MXC is a little bit like that, and
well,
then,
MXC's just actually a redubbed version of what is it,
Takeshi's Castle.
Which
yeah.
is the Japanese
boring.
One. Like that one's meant to be a little more goofy. Like
right.
they're meant
or
to sort of like fall in
like
the doo-doo water.
Weird commentators and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
They always fall in the doo-doo water.
Or Ninja Warrior.
Now that's more legit.
Ninja Warrior is pretty yeah. fucking baller, though. I gotta say, I get roped into that. Even the American shit too.
It's the American one I don't like as much.
Well, it's typical American.
It's so cleaned up.
No, it's so yeah. It's Americanized.
Yeah,
but it doesn't take away from these fucking people doing this shit. You know,
yeah,
like, that's
yeah,
some
yeah.
severe ass shit.
There's been some incredible stuff. Like
a girl just did it recently. It was awesome.
I saw that video.
She baller too, man. She
yeah.
like, ripped through the course.
Yeah, yeah. The one that gets me the most. Like I look at a lot of the obstacles. I'm like, if I had like four tries at that, I could probably do it. I might not be able to get all of them first try. I grant you this.
Four tries? Wow, you're really setting the bar high.
Right? I might be able to get
fuck,
this.
Dude, I'd be spending a good couple of months on that
on each. Individual obstacle, if I had between 5 to 10 tries, we'll say, I think I could do all of them, right?
Really?
Apart from some of the, like the major like
no
upper body
kidding?
Strength ones, but the one that gets me the most is where they have the hang. They have to go, it's they have this horizontal,
oh, and it's up and down,
and it's up and down,
oh,
and
that's
like
the worst.
And they have to hang by their like fingertips almost. It's all they get, like
yep.
It's, is that the one where they just have the pipe and they're using the pipe to move through
this
stuff?
That one's tough too.
That's what I thought you were talking
the
about.
Salmon ladder where you've got to like get up the thing.
And you got
to
yeah.
And then they went ugh. Crazy with it. Like you had to do that and get all the way to the top of this one and then you had to turn round.
It looks vicious.
And fucking do it the other way.
Yeah.
Oh god.
I mean it's literally all upper body strength in that whole
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. Okay, I'm being a little over the top. I don't think I can
give
do
us a,
any,
give
any
us 100 push-ups
ones.
Easy here, and then I'll tell you
nah.
you can do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right.
I probably can't get through 10 anymore.
I'll be like, fuck off.
This.
I'll watch it on TV.
I'll do MXC because I can roll down a hill and get hit by a big fake boulder.
I want them to bring back the supermarket sweep so that like tougher competitors yeah. can be in it now. Like if they made it now, they'd have
ooh.
To amp it up to the standards of like shows now. So it would
be like NFL Blitz.
So every ooh. Fat well, fuck would be in one of those goddamn rascals scooters.
But that's for the people that get in your
way.
You have to get
thing.
Past them.
What you got, Bender?
They, you know, there's already like that extreme couponing show. Like
oh, yeah.
I say, get rid
I didn't
of that show
know that was
and just
thing.
Modify the rules for like supermarket sweep. Hmm. People would watch it. People still watch Price is Right.
Wait, there's an extreme couponing show.
Yeah.
Oh, there's
it's,
been
it's
been.
One of it's like
maybe
a reality
on.
Thing.
Oh, that teaches those cheap cock sucking Brits how
yeah.
to fucking come over here and
yeah.
scam everything for free.
Basically
fuck
it's
those shows.
It's the type of people that do this couponing to the nth degree to the fact like literally the store ends up paying them.
Yeah, I know.
To walk out with hundreds of dollars worth of groceries.
And
it's
at
insane.
And at the point where I
the
see
loopholes,
some
man.
Bitch-faced soccer mom pull
yeah.
out a fucking War and Peace-sized coupon book.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I let loose yeah. a fucking torrent
oh,
of profanity,
it.
And then I immediately yeah. go find another line. Like, I'm not fucking waiting behind you, you dumb cow. Like, fucking get your shit together.
No, I completely agree with you. I did have one question for Bender for something I remembered I asked last night. Was the food real on Supermarket Sweep?
Cannot get a definitive answer on that.
I don't think
there's
it was.
There's a lot of speculation both ways. I think it may, for the original, like the ABC show, I would think that was all real. I would be willing to bet the one in Hollywood was all props, if I had to
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of what
so
we that's
like
kind of what we determined.
Boxes.
Or what it'll be
now,
is like the first few on few first few items like
real,
the first few turkeys
and then
on top are real and then they
with,
back them
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now I've got one for you. Do you guys remember what the slogan for Supermarket Sweep was. The guy like said it every time at the end of the show.
Oh, was that Mark Summers?
Like,
no, he was the Nickelodeon guy.
Yeah. No,
Double Dare.
Mark Summers is awesome.
Yeah, Mark Summers is awesome. God, I don't remember. No. What was it, Bender?
So the next time you're at the checkout counter and you hear the beep, you know it's time for the supermarket sweep.
Wow.
I mean, so good. So nice.
So good.
It doesn't get.
So it does not.
How many seasons did they pump out of that bad boy?
There was like five.
That's solid.
Years of it. Or 90 to 95, and then 2000.
And then 2000 to 2003.
So I'm sure Game Show Network got to rerun that stuff. They have to.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I hope this show brings it back.
What was the most...
It better.
This one episode.
Economical, or give you the most chance of any of the shows that were really out. Like, what was the one you could really walk away with the most money from? I always thought, I mean, of all of those shows, it had to have been
Jeopardy.
What was
the No Whammy show?
Right?
That was pretty cool. Press Your Luck.
Press Your Luck.
Press Your Luck.
Wow. And that was maybe like
that's
70s,
big money,
80s.
Big money.
That was
no
like
whammy.
Late 70s,
yeah,
early 80s.
Yeah,
and that was
80s.
Like drug money to people, too.
Oh,
that was like
totally
coke
was.
Money.
Totally was. That was absolutely, that was
and the people
fuel.
That made the whammies were probably just, you know.
Yeah, oh, they were coked out of their
oh,
minds.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
It was very interesting.
Jeopardy, only if you're smart.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like Jeopardy, I'll go
yeah,
on
you can
Je-
make a lot
I will go on
Jeopardy.
Jeopardy, and I will rape them.
Jeopardy's...
Like, I will fucking school some Jeopardy.
You should do it, man. You should.
They
should,
do the tryouts
I,
a lot.
I know they do, and I'm just never around, or I'm busy getting high.
You need to do it.
Well,
get,
on,
you
on
Je- get you on
apply
Jeopardy
yourself.
And
yeah,
Ono
apply
Radio
apply
Show
yourself.
Shirt. That's what we need to do.
We would that would require us to get an Ono Radio shirt.
I've got one.
I just
want to
see
mine.
You
I'm not gonna
at the fucking
that one.
Jeopardy kiosk with how you write your name on the kiosk. Like, it's,
yeah.
Like, it's Duncan, baby.
Wheel of
with my dick.
The
Wheel
Alex Trebek
Fortune.
Interview with you.
Oh, God.
It always struck me, like, because, you know, they were always back-to-back. They had
Wheel, it was
of Fortune
Wheel
and then
Jeopardy.
Jeopardy on
my
ABC.
Grandma was is the fucking... Is
the, she the Wheel King?
She's the Wheel Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to, like, as a weird thing, I remember in a house I used to live in, we were all, like, in our middle ages or whatever, but it would still be religious that
in
every
our
time...
middle ages.
Like, you know, early 20s,
yeah.
Whatever, but everybody would, like, religiously watch Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Because you'd just be eating, you'd throw it on,
yeah.
And you'd get good at it. That's probably some of that, too. But I don't think Wheel of Fortune has much form to it. It's just you got to be good at guessing shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or it's really all about fucking, like, just...
Because they control the wheel. I'm pretty sure they control
they
the wheel.
They control the wheel, you
I'm
think?
I'm pretty sure they control the
I'm
wheel,
I'm sure
too.
At some point they can slow the wheel down. There's got to be a wheel conspiracy, man.
Oh, my God.
A wheel
look
conspiracy.
Into this. Bender, that's your
wheel
new homework conspiracy. Assignment.
Go, you're, Bender.
Yeah.
Was there a little man in that wheel? Find
yes.
it. Dig it up.
I'm on it. Now, I've seen videos of, like, the Price is Right wheel where it's like it'll get off from, you know, the click where you hear the beep and, it you know, it's like people speculate and have conspiracies about that one.
You know what
I
love about
back
that
to
one?
You guys on Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah. The Price
that's
is Right
one
is the badass
one, right?
One because it always looked like people put their fucking weight into that wheel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you could see the weight of it on the show, you know? It'd be like old people just like really reaching up to get a good toss at it.
I'll even say that though with Wheel of Fortune a little bit too. Like there were the guys that there were different strategies of spin.
Real fast
like,
spin.
They were fast,
the only,
super,
yeah.
The
like,
guys, some of them it would last for so goddamn long. Like it's like 30 seconds of this wheel spinning.
Cut to Vanna White, yeah.
The thing with that is like the only rule was that the wheel had to go all the way
around once
at least once.
Yeah.
Of course,
yeah.
It always bankrupt.
You couldn't just go click over.
Yeah,
thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You could just,
but that bitch every once in a while would just be like three away from bankrupt, and it's like. It
yeah,
was like the extra three
like,
to bankrupt.
Aw, cause like, she was a bitch during the commercial.
Uh-huh.
She made fun of Pat.
I think that honestly, the like your, I think your best bet as far as winning money or shit on one of those, it's all a crapshoot. But
Survivor, go on Survivor.
What do they get? 1 million on that?
Sure, yeah, that's a fucking cool million.
That's all right.
Just learn survival skills.
Except it ends up being $500,000 after tax.
That's true.
Well, hey, that's a good run.
Or you go on something like, I feel like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is going to have a good shot.
I always felt Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was easier than Jeopardy, too.
Yeah.
Like, the questions on that show are way easier.
Because it's all broken down for you already. I mean, yeah. most of it is multiple choice answers.
And yeah. But the problem with that is that they're counting on you to freeze under the pressure of being under
with Regis Philbin.
Or whatever, what's her name, fucking Meredith.
I don't even know who hosts it now?
Is it Meredith Vieira for a while?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't even know if it's still a
How
thing.
How could you replace Regis Philbin?
I feel like it's not on the air anymore.
I feel like it's not either. Like, I feel like it used to be. Other than that, The Price is Right is probably your best bet.
You
if you're
so?
Lucky enough to get yeah. on there, and you're lucky enough to, if you're lucky enough
I
to
think you
make
could win good
the,
prizes with cash value that's probably really high on Price is Right.
And you pay out the ass for yeah. those too, like in, and you oh, have yeah. to, you have to cut them a check for the taxes on that shit before you fucking even walk away with any of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's right. Was yeah, it you that was telling
good
us
point.
That?
Like true. we have a friend that we used to work with at the factory, a little bald midget.
Yeah.
Who was on The Price is Right? And
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, he'll tell you all about like
no
what kind of a scam it is. Yeah.
So you still. If you're doing one of those and you win the car, you're still having to pay all the taxes.
Oh, you're
on
paying
the car.
Out the ass on the car if you yeah. win the. Oh yeah.
So yeah, great. I just got a fucking $30,000 car, but I only make $12,000 a year. And I can't pay that.
And I have to pay the $10,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but you got to hang out with Bob Barker and his tall microphone.
Nah, it's Drew Carey. Everybody knows that now. Come
no,
on,
they, I'd say there is no other than Bob Barker. I'm sorry.
You just don't see. You don't acknowledge.
I don't even acknowledge this era of the show. It's stupid. No.
It is weird how he's like Drew Carey. Slim is weird.
Well, it's almost like he like got ready for the part to be this like host and lost all the weight.
I think he did,
and it looks weird on him.
Well, he got hair plugs too. Like
yeah.
he used to not have that much hair.
Yeah, and he looks as sleazy as Bob Barker did. You know, he's creepy. I'm sure that's something you have to inherit is the sleaziness of it.
I have a weird time, and it's funny because of course you used to be a bigger guy, Duncan.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Fatty McFatterson's over here.
I've always been the pinnacle of health,
the Hamburglar.
I was more like Grimace.
It's so weird when people do lose that like drastic amount of weight. They don't even look like the person really anymore.
People I went to high school with don't recognize me.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome though, and they have to fucking deal with them.
Right?
Well, yeah, no, that's
whereas
pretty
Tom
awesome.
Whereas Tom looks exactly the same as he did when he was 16.
Well, it's because I'm a vampire, you know that.
I know
well,
this.
Yeah, we... Yeah,
immortalized. Obviously. That's what Owen said last week, so...
obviously. No, it's funny, like all of my
by the
excess...
way, it was 2 weeks ago, Tom, because you fucking flaked on us last week.
Whatever, stick boy.
My excess skin just kind of accumulated around my stomach here. So it looks like I have a beer gut. It really does. But that's all just like...
Yeah, you've got that jiggly, skinny fat.
Skinny fat. Like it's skin. Like it's nothing I'm going to do is going to make that shit go away.
You'd have to have that like surgically...
Yeah, a little nip tuck there.
I'd have to have some nippage and tuckage going on. And I'm good.
Let's just face it. No dude is doing that if they're any friend of mine. I'll say that.
No. I'm good. I don't give a shit. I don't care.
And that shit costs some skrill, too.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, my insurance lapsed, so I'm...
Yeah.
You guys know the show Pawn Stars?
Yeah.
You know that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On History.
Right.
They, I hadn't watched it in, like, a couple of years.
And
like,
it's the exact same show.
And it's the exact same show. I tuned into it the other day, like, it's the new season or whatever, and they're, you know, showing all the episodes. But, yeah, Chum Lee, the grotesque guy with the longer hair.
The grotesque guy. He was never that.
And then the other one.
Corey,
the other fat one. They've both lost a considerable amount of weight. And both of them look just
really?
Weird. Weird. Creepy weird.
They got that celebrity
cocaine.
Those late night parties.
Yep.
Cocaine
diet.
In LA. Yeah.
And I've talked about this before, too. Like, those guys were nothing, of course, before the show. Like, they were probably just.
Yeah,
They were scumbag pawnbrokers,
right?
But well, now, first of all, Corey was, and Chum was his friend.
Yeah, who was a bit of a character, and they put him on the show, and whatever. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Also, big potheads.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Oh, God,
totally.
Very apparent.
Like, yeah.
But one of the things I, you know, was thinking about, I'm like, those dudes, like, aside from the money they get from the show, and then also, of course, having that business, but these are the type of guys that are that minor level celebrity that are probably, like, going to parties and making appearances and like 10 grand here, 10, you know, 15 here. And just like, just because
those guys are what Mike Busey aspires to be.
I'll agree with that statement. We ever talk about the time we met Mike Busey with you, Tom?
About the five fucking times I've met Busey. True. Every goddamn time I was backstage at a Guar show, that parasite. Jesus.
No, I don't think so.
Fucking, all right, you know who Mike Busey is, yeah?
I've heard of him, yes.
Yeah, he's the retarded, like, cousin of...
He's a Busey.
He's a Busey.
He's very visibly a Busey.
You
can
tell.
So he's in the Gary Busey spectrum.
Uh-huh. He's more in the Jake Busey spectrum.
It's a, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I can like, visually not, remember what Jake Busey looks like.
Like, he looks a lot more like Jake, except fatter and more heavily tattooed.
But he's got the teeth.
But
like
he's got
Busey.
he's got the Busey face.
He's long in the tooth. He got a big old
like a horse face.
Yeah, like I could do the lines of cocaine off of his teeth that the Busey family does.
Yeah. Do you think they do that on each other's teeth?
They'd have to. Yeah.
All right, it's your turn, Jake.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking
pull out them chompers,
dude. Like every
smile for me.
It would never fail. Every time we'd be hanging out with Brocky, and he'd look down at his phone. And he's like, oh. I'm like, what? And he goes, Busey. Fucking Busey's on his way. I'm like, no! Just tell that guy to fuck off. He's like, I can't. I'm like, what is, like, honestly, what is Busey doing for your career?
Yeah.
You, Odor is your youngest. What is Mike Busey doing for your career? Nothing.
He had this whole, like, he's got a porn thing going on.
He's like, got, like, this little mini scumbag entourage that he travels with, too. And
it's almost ICP-ish. It's got flavors of it. It does. You know what I mean?
I'm sure it does. Like, I just remember wearing, like, he's wearing, like, this camo vest, fucking patches. All over it, like
the hair's like mohawk.
It's mohawk and super spiky, like the year 2000 Power Man 5000.
Yeah, it's very Power Man 5000.
except he's got one spot of black, like just going up the side, and the rest of it is all like super blonde. And he's just a
dude. He have like stars or something in his bite and his hair?
Something
when we saw him.
Yeah, and a lot of really shitty tattoos. And fucking then all he does is come in and drink the booze that's on the backstage rider. And fucking just like, hey, I'm Busey. I'm doing this thing at the Sausage Castle. You should come
and hang
out.
That's what it's called, the Sausage Castle. That's his compound.
It's his dude bro palace,
right?
It's what it is.
White trash heaven is what it is.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. It's where people like fucking Lopez go and hang out.
You know what? Now that you're saying this, I've seen this guy's Instagram. I totally know what you're talking
about.
Oh, God, yeah. Now it's come full circle. Yeah.
Exactly. So like this fucking douchebag...
But he's got all these hot broads, like all there all the time. It's like a scummy Playboy mansion.
It is, except for the scummy Playboy mansion where
you
VD,
might get AIDS.
I was gonna say where the VD comes with admission.
Indeed,
you know, and all of those girls are porn hot. Porn hot girls are hot to jerk it to, but like I don't want them being in the bed next to me.
No, you really don't. You don't want
them. I'm not making a life with her.
No, exactly.
Like I'm not taking her on a vacation to Denver.
No.
Like, definitely not doing that.
Well, there's
shit.
So much falsities too. You see half those chicks without the makeup and shit. And it's like, oh,
it's not okay.
Right. Yeah.
And first of all, like, if Owen and I or the Oh No Radio show, if we travel as a pack, like, it's a bunch of goofy dudes that are just kind of like, hey, we're here. We're going to probably drink and smoke some weed, and then we're going to go home, and Ty is going to throw up in the parking garage.
That did happen.
He'll
always throw up.
I haven't seen him have a good throw-up session in a while.
Well, that's good.
I haven't. It's been a while. It's been a few months.
I've seen some there epic was a Ty. We should have a whole show dedicated to Ty throwing up.
The first show I was on, he hurled. That's right,
Remember, he couldn't even finish the show.
I had to finish the show for Chick-fil-A. It was the Art Attacks podcast.
I had to finish the show for him
because he had to just get up and run and hurl.
It's a whole show.
He was sitting in my spot. But Bender, we need to let you go, man. You've been on the phone way too
Bender,
long.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks for calling.
It's been fun. I will leave you with this because I'm, as we speak, right across the street from the convention center for Comic-Con.
Oh man,
Get me some cool nerd shit.
God, I wish I was there.
Here's the thing. There's a lot of just like average like frat bro looking people. There's like the usual people you'd expect, but it's not.
That's what I fucking hate
like
about
a lot
that
of
shit.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just
because
you were lucky to score a fucking ticket, and the other poor nerd that really likes this shit can't go.
And he's going to go, and he's going to probably shit all over everything. And
yeah.
He's going to pop his collar and be a
Why
dick.
Aren't we at Comic-Con?
I don't know.
Because getting a ticket is like fucking getting a golden ticket to Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
Like the Comic-Con?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I hear it's on lock now to get fucking tickets for it.
I know a guy who gets tickets for
Well,
every year.
Get me as many as you can for next year.
How much do you think that is, Bender?
It's not cheap.
Yeah,
I know.
Heard
it's at least $150.
Yeah,
and
per a day, right?
I'm pretty sure. It's,
yeah.
It's
that might be
easy.
For the, yeah.
But, like, everyone's there. All the nerd elite.
Yeah,
but
you can't sculpt tickets or nothing.
But
either.
It's the same thing. As fucking like Spooky Empire or MegaCon in Orlando.
Yeah.
But it's
waiting in. Yeah, but you're still waiting in line for hours to get your picture taken with these nerds.
To pay for an autograph.
To pay for an autograph, to pay for a picture.
Yeah, but the vendors are better.
The vendors are better, but you can still go to any nerd convention. There's a fanboy con down in Tampa. There are tattoo conventions out the ass. If you want to go and you want to find kick-ass vendors, you can go without having to go all the way to San Diego Comic-Con.
You can get your fix.
Here's the difference. As I was walking over to where I'm talking to you guys from right now, there's a lot of empty lots where they'll use it for special events. And there was one where it's like this whole big setup with like stage and huge video screens about the new Assassin's Creed game or... You know, some new show on TV. Like, they'll announce new movies and TV shows here.
They treat it the same way.
It's a real big event.
Yeah.
They
unveil
it's
things.
Like E3,
it's like E3.
Yeah,
or it's like
the they drop big shit.
There are exactly. Trade shows and Comic Cons and like conventions for every scene that you're that you're into.
Right.
The only one I've really ever been to, I went to PAX in Seattle.
That's the Penny Arcade.
It's mostly games.
Yeah.
The highlight of it all for me, like there was a lot of stuff that really just because I'm not a huge gamer.
Right.
But I was there like with a friend who wanted to go, and he bought me my ticket, and it was like, okay, cool, whatever.
Yeah,
and
you're like, I wouldn't pay for
it, but you know, I walked around it. We had 2 days. It was like,
was this the guy that fixed your lawnmower?
No, it was not. He would. That guy would probably not be at a con.
I'm like, man, that dude is an
sort.
Awesome.
No, but we could go to the Grand Ole Opry and spend a whole fucking day with that dude. I'll tell you
that
right
would be
now.
True. That would be. He's a country boy.
That would be awesome too, because I've been there and it's awesome.
So there's two things that stick out in my head. Like, apart from all the stupid costumes and like all the demos going on or whatever. There was a guy that I met who I forget his name now, but he was promoting his album, and it was such a ripoff. Like, he explained, it's like he was doing like nerdcore is what he was calling it, you know, nerd rap.
Okay.
Like, nerd rap. And I'm like, oh, so like MC Chris, and you know, and
he's
of
like,
course,
no, it's
and
not
and
like,
he's
MC
like, it's
Chris.
Nothing like MC Chris. It was some other guy.
I got him real. Drew Blood.
I got him in there. He was a little pissed off at me. He had glasses and bald.
Oh
MC
yeah,
Frontalot.
Yeah, Jesus
that's
Christ.
It. Yeah. Say it again. What's it?
MC Frontalot.
Yeah, that's it.
That's who it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who actually is a bit more.
But he was so pissed at me. I'm just like, whoa. So like MC Chris. Yeah, cool.
Wow.
Because he was
that's
around
baller.
Before.
That's what he was saying. I'm like, I don't know. I was questioning him on it, and he was getting all mad.
Nice.
It's funny, though.
Because you're an asshole.
Whatever.
Well, no, but that's like,
what Owen does.
Exactly. That's what Owen does. It's like, you're an asshole. It's like, I'm lucky that you are nice to the people.
I mean
that,
to be. Yes, you absolutely mean to be.
It's part of your native tongue. Owen.
No, you absolutely do mean to be. There is no question about it.
There's truth. There's truth. The other part of the thing that I did like, though, this con was the final event was they'd been, you know, they have this competition. So if you were like an avid gamer, like, you gotta play, like, it starts off as like a huge LAN party, and then they thin people out from playing, like, you know, one of the shooters or
Halo
whatever
or
it
some
is.
Shit.
Something like that. And then it goes through rounds, and it goes, does different games each round, and, you know, the further along you get, you know, there's a big prize at the end
for
of it.
For, like, Gamer of the Year.
Uh huh. And they do the last two people. They have them, and it's like, we're going to have you compete. It's this huge contest. It's in a huge space with, you know, feels like a concert.
Was it like The Wizard with Fred Savage?
It's a little bit. Because what they had them do.
Power Glove.
Guess what their final game was?
Mortal Kombat.
Super Mario 3?
It was not.
Oh, damn. It should have been Super Mario Brothers 3.
It was Tetris.
It should have.
Yeah, really? Tetris is fucking hard.
It was Tetris. And this game it was like 30 minutes. They were just battling each other.
So like at the highest level,
basically? At the highest level of just like...
where it's just going so lightning fast. Oh, my God.
It was so exhilarating to watch.
People started having seizures.
It was fun. Like you started rooting for one or the other. And like it felt like a sports competition. Like that's the future. Like, there's going to be a lot more of that. I know it goes on a lot in Korea.
Actually,
stuff.
The funny thing is that used to happen a hell of a lot more than it does now. Those kind of tournaments and those kind of...
That's a very probably competitive sport now because there's tons of people that do it.
I think you can definitely get sponsored. And
you can make over $1 million a year playing video games.
Mm-hmm. But you got to be good at
that
shit.
Kids?
Well, yeah, but fuck dude, college. like you watch the... I love video games.
Oh yeah, me too. Right? I still avidly play video games.
I avidly play video games, when but I wouldn't I wouldn't consider myself like, you know, a super hardcore gamer or anything.
Right.
No, I still associate a level of skill with playing because I play. You know,
I
play a lot, but I play enough that I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like I pick up a PlayStation 4 controller. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. The thing is like the games that these kids are playing. Like, I don't give a shit about Halo.
I had my Halo days.
I never had my Halo days. Like
I dude, did.
I was.
Yeah,
I've
I
never
did the
owned,
LAN party thing.
Never owned an Xbox. I've never. I've played Halo literally probably about a dozen times.
Yeah.
Bless you, Bender.
I was Unreal Tournament.
Yeah, the jam. That was the
jam.
OG man for me as well.
Quake. Yep. Quake was that
Unreal Tournament all the way.
Yeah, king of the headshot over here, baby.
I was Quake and Doom.
Danya brings up a point. Yes. Video game competitions are still huge. League of Legends players are making millions.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard of that stuff. I've got a semi-friend or an associate at work that's all into it. You'd know him. You don't like him.
I don't like anybody.
But yeah, he's
I'm
like,
glad you're like,
when that whole thing was going on a couple months ago, like they had their huge tournament. And
what is it? I don't understand.
League of Legends, how would you just, it's almost like.
RPG stuff?
It's an MMORPG.
Yeah, but it's a little more like Age of Empire-ish, I think.
Yeah.
You build factions and.
Uh-huh. Superhero based?
I don't know.
I think so.
Danya. Let us tell us about the
tell
game.
Tell us, Danya.
You know what? We're going to hang up on Jack, and maybe Danya can call in, and she can fucking say something.
Perfect.
Jack,
bye,
thank you, bud.
Bye, Jack. I love you.
Get on the wheel, man. We need that next.
Shit, man. He is always just 34-minute call. 34 fucking minutes.
He hangs
in there. I don't
stay
that long on the phone with my mom.
Yeah, that's true. I don't talk to my family that long.
That's true.
Seriously.
Is it... How long have we been doing this goddamn show?
It's about break time.
Yeah, we may be far over break time, but we could pump the brakes.
Yeah. All right. Let's pump as His Highness Thomas Highness says. Let's pump the brakes.
I like how Tom's just sitting over here smacking gum. Like,
yeah.
Dude, like, someone's got to fill in for Ty's lack of noise.
Jesus, I guess.
Ty part two.
TPT.
Jesus. TPT, baby. On this TBT.
Oh.
Just gonna go with a little fucking Maiden for you right here. You know how we do.
I love this fucking song.
I know you do. Actually, I chose it completely at random, but that's besides the point. Ladies and gentlemen, we will return in about, 15, 20,
ish.
I don't know.
We have
you're the only smokers. So.
Whatever I decide,
yeah,
I suppose.
Exactly.
Apparently League of Legends is like World of Warcraft or StarCraft, for those of you that are curious.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, thank
Which
God,
is why I don't play it.
Exactly. All right, guys, we'll see you in a few.
A light
in the black. Or just a fear of the dark.
It's Iron Maiden night here.
Apparently so.
On the Ono Radio Show. We should have tweeted that, Tom, that it's Iron Maiden night.
I can still tweet it.
You can still tweet it? You still got the twatter open over there?
I could even hashtag it.
You should hashtag that shit all the live long day.
I'll do that.
Now, we returned from our break with something that we've been promising we're going to be talking about for probably like 3-4 weeks now.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
That is our buddy Duncan's grand adventure to the fine state of Colorado.
The golden state.
Is that what it is?
I don't
know.
No,
that's California, isn't it? The Golden State Warriors, they're in California, or weren't they?
Yeah, no, you're probably right. Golden State Warriors, no, you're right.
Yeah, it's definitely California.
Yeah, it's definitely California.
There's a golden Colorado.
Either way,
everything's golden in Colorado. So great segue into your shit.
So what is the Colorado's like true nickname? What is it? Was it really called? You know,
the High State.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, everybody there is pretty high.
Is it noticeable too? Like that everybody like probably indulges out.
Well,
there,
I mean, I'm always high, so I guess I can't really. It's like
you can't notice it anymore.
Lots of people with cotton mouth. Just
it's like, you know what I notice? I notice people that aren't high a lot more.
They stand out more.
Well, they stand out because they're always
hey,
just,
you. you sober?
You need to smoke some weed, motherfucker.
So you better smoke up,
you,
man.
Hey, you fucking angry guy yelling at your kids, fucking throwing shit. Like, yeah, you need to fucking medicate. Yeah.
That store is a lot of it right there. That store. Yeah, and that store too.
And that store
and
too.
And that one.
And that one. We got to the city, like literally. Okay, so yeah, so went to Denver, get to the city, park our cars literally a block away from where we're staying, from our Airbnb, which was fucking.
Oh, nice! You hooked it up with Airbnb, huh?
Yeah, hooked it up with Airbnb.
I've had good experiences.
I had
I've never
great
done it.
Experiences with Airbnb.
I'm gonna do it.
20th floor, fucking sick ass balcony view over downtown Denver. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Parked our car. I pulled up Weed Maps because, of course, I have Weed Maps on my phone.
Now, what is Weed Maps?
You don't know what Weed Maps is? Weed Maps, for those of you that don't know,
we
is,
need to sponsor this, man.
We really do. Gil, go ahead and come on over. What Weed Maps is an app location for your iPhone or your Android.
The kids call it an app.
Is that what it is?
It's not an application.
Application.
It's APP. App.
Not thanks. OPP, which
thanks,
is
Tom.
Another
the words
on
the streets,
reference.
Man. That's what Twitter's saying.
That's what Twitter is saying.
That's
okay.
What Twitter just told me to say.
All right. So literally what Weed Maps is it pulls up your location and basically tells you where the closest medical and or recreational marijuana dispensaries are to your location.
That's amazing.
I pulled one up and it's like, it tells me that we're standing on one. I look to the right. And there's a green cross coming out of the building with a fucking little white pot leaf on it. And I'm like, oh, there
look
it
right
is.
There.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
What up, guys? We're following you on Twitter.
Much love to Weed Maps following you guys on Twitter. They definitely did me right. And the first one I went into was it was called Medical Marijuana MMJ America. Right. Walked in. They check your ID as soon as you walk in the door. Make sure that you're of age. You know, if you're a medical patient, you go to that counter over there. If you're a recreational patient, you go to this counter over here.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, what are you looking for? Oh, you're looking for pre-rolled joints. We got pre-rolled joints right there. You're looking for edibles? We got edibles there. We got drinks. We got tinctures. We got concentrates. We got hash. We
and
got
at that
wax.
Point, your head exploded.
At what? That point, it was like, oh my God, I'm back in Amsterdam.
Yeah. And the edibles look good, too. They look like,
oh, yeah.
Not only do they get you high, but they're probably delicious.
Oh, yeah, and they've all got all their dosage information and everything on there.
It's amazing.
Yeah, like, it's everything, and they print you out a receipt. They print you out a goddamn receipt of everything.
Right off, baby.
Yeah, fucking A, but there you go.
Recreational, this is for absolutely. My job.
Yeah, and the thing is there were, I believe that the number is there are close to 300... medical or recreational
wow.
dispensaries in
so you could throw a rock
in Denver
standing
proper.
In front of one and hit another one
pretty much.
It's like Starbucks in a big metropolitan.
Exactly. There are more dispensaries than
fact.
There are Starbucks
fact
that is
Denver.
The type of place I want to live. That's amazing,
dude. Like, okay, you know that I've
just
been
the
a lot
freedoms
of
freedoms alone that come with
man
that.
it was so good. Like, you got there and immediately, like, first thing I'm concerned about is okay, atmosphere, elevation. I have a girl with me that has asthma.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's my first concern. And also, like, I've just quit smoking a few months ago, so I'm worried that my lungs are going to be kind of shit, too.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of us had any problems.
It is nice, clean air there.
Very, very clean air, but you can definitely tell that you're up high, and yep. Especially for us fucking, like, sewage water breathers.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking down here in the floor.
Almost below the water table.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're definitely A, below sea level, and mm-hmm. B, like, we breathe, like, we might as well have gills breathing the Florida humidity.
It's soup.
It is. It's absolute soup. And I go out there, middle of July, humidity hovers on a daily average around 15%.
That's nothing, is it?
It's nothing, dude. Nothing. It was 90 degrees, and yeah, it felt it, but that's because the sun is beating down on you.
Yeah, it's deserty.
It was, yeah, it's basically an elevated desert is yeah. Exactly what it is. Dude, you can be downtown, center of Denver proper, at the courthouse, or at the state house, right? And within a 20-minute drive, you're in the mountains.
Yeah.
20 minutes, so you're at Red Rocks Amphitheater.
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome.
25 minutes, your cell phone doesn't work.
Right,
like,
right. did you get to see any, like, any awesome night skies? Because I know, I don't know if the light pollution,
yes.
Like, I know you were in a couple more rural places at times, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you get to see those at night?
Because definitely.
The light, I remember when I went in the mountains up in Seattle and in Washington.
Up in Washington, yeah.
And yeah, the first time seeing a real sky, like, there's with no real light pollution.
Untainted.
Just,
and literally
untainted
seeing thousands of stars. Yeah.
And just,
yeah. And it feels like it's closer to you,
it
which
does.
Is obviously it is, but it's just, it's so crazy,
yeah.
Man.
And
no,
crisp.
We did get, we
every
did get
2 seconds, there's a
shooting
fucking
star. Or there's like thunderclouds and there's like,
yeah
lightning bolts over in the distance here and the shit. Yeah, no, we saw that shit all
that's
the
beautiful.
Time.
That's beautiful.
And I'd wake up and I could look out to the right, stand out, you know, I'd roll up a joint in the morning, obviously. And if I can, like, wake up and I'd have my coffee, and I'd go out.
When
on
in
the,
Rome.
I don't give a shit.
I don't know.
Yeah,
Rome goes
no
with
one's
Duncan,
gonna call anybody.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody's gonna. That's the thing. Is like, it's all about the fact. That's what I do at home. I'll sit down.
I know, but.
But what?
But at the
but you
same
still go
time,
out and you're still conscious of doing it and you're, you know,
exactly.
Outside of your home.
Exactly. Like, I'm still conscious of doing it anywhere that I
yes.
Do it. That's the thing. And like
in Denver, you're like, go ahead, call the cops.
In
Denver,
go ahead, fuck it. I don't give a shit.
That's
well,
what
the
I
thing
said.
Is nobody's, but nobody's gonna call the cops if you're doing things the right way. Nobody's concerned about it. I'm on the 20th floor. Obviously, there are no kids walking by on the 20th floor.
Right.
And if they are, then I should probably
yeah,
lay
off,
should,
the
yeah.
Off the weed.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I was hoping for it, too. I'm like, come on.
Scram, kids.
Yeah. But I'd be in, like, I'd wake up,
things.
I'd look off to the right, and you can see the mountain ranges, like, all around the city.
It's
like,
gorgeous.
Dude,
yeah.
It was beautiful.
I feel like you should have music playing under him talking about
that. That's fine. Let me work that
like,
out.
That's like some really nice like nature
yeah,
music.
So we went out there. Aside from like of course everybody that I tell I'm going to Denver, they're like, great, so you're just gonna smoke weed the whole time.
Yep.
My mom fucking busted my balls. She's like, have you done anything but smoke grass? I'm like, well, was I supposed to? Just kind of fucking with her back. But it's I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is the Something Dreadful playlist, isn't it?
Yeah.
So back to your Denver trip.
back to the Denver trip, it's really, I didn't need a car. I could have, with the exception of going out into the mountains, I could have walked everywhere.
You hiked the trails.
We did hike the trails. We did a trail to the edge, to the end of a mountain, where we could damn near see to Kansas. Like, that's how far we're, like, we could see hundreds of miles.
And then you were like, eh, that's not much. Let's turn around.
Yeah. Like, let's not go to Kansas.
Oh, nobody told me Canvas was up here.
Canvas?
Kansas, sorry.
I think Tom might have had one too many of those lefty cigarettes there.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it's secondhand fumes from Duncan.
It's true. Uh-huh. I still, like, my heart is still in Colorado, exactly. So I'm still acting like I'm still there. What I brought back, I did bring back some pamphlets, some
you
informative
did.
Pamphlets.
And I know how much you love them. It's crazy to me because the tourism board of Colorado, not Denver, puts these out. Like, it's marijuana in the Responsible Consumer's Guide to
marijuana in Colorado.
What you should know before consuming cannabis in the nation's first state to legalize. And, yeah, it's something you pick up, you know, I'm sure.
They had that at the dispensaries.
The dispensaries, okay. Yep.
Like, right there. Like, they want you to be responsible about
logically.
It.
Logically.
And, well, because, dude, it's the same way with Amsterdam. You get all these people that go and they don't know how to handle themselves, don't know how to pace themselves, get too fucked up, bad things happen. You know what I mean?
I think that's what happens with marijuana is, like, people love to, like, have immediately jump to an opinion on it when they don't educate themselves on it.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt, yeah.
I mean,
educate
yourself, and also think about the fact that it's the same way as somebody who drinks a lot can drink a beer and be and
be a very dangerous person if they drink 10 beers
what I'm saying is it's like it the same goes for tolerance. Like, if you don't if you don't have the tolerance for cannabis, then
don't
you
try
should
and
probably
keep up with your friend over there that
exactly.
does
exactly yeah like maybe if you don't have the tolerance
read
for
the
it,
pamphlet
read the pamphlet. Read the pamphlet. Maybe it's not a good idea to start off with a whole bunch of concentrates and dab your face off.
And that's very interesting you bring that up, because the first thing you notice when you open up this brochure is they've got edible products, the big headlines, edible products, concentrates, vaporizer pens, where to consume, driving and DUI, and be safe and responsible, or safe and sensible.
Yep.
Edible products. Read the labels, go slow, and don't hesitate to ask questions. Legal marijuana edibles are often made with concentrated cannabis oil, meaning they have maybe much stronger than edibles you have tried in the past.
Yeah.
So it's like right off the bat telling you.
Yeah, don't assume if you go out to Washington, California, Colorado,
any of these places
where it's legal, or if you have a medical condition and you qualify and you get a medical card and you go to one of these dispensaries, don't assume that the edibles especially are going to be like your brownies that you made when you were in college.
Because
they're fucking not. All right? The reason the space cakes in Amsterdam are so potent is because they make them with hash. That's what they do with these, with the same kind of things. They use concentrated cannabis butters to make most of these edibles. Like, it's strong shit.
Depending on your body type, edibles can take up to 2 hours to fully take effect.
Depends on your metabolism.
Be careful. Start with a single 10 milligram serving or less, and don't take more until you wait a full 2 hours. More importantly, keep edibles far away from children and pets.
Absolutely.
So it's
telling you to be logical and pace yourself into it.
Absolutely.
You know? like anything.
And it don't. I just have such a high amount of respect for this that this exists.
Yeah, absolutely,
it's classy.
I'm very happy that they're treating it the right way. It seems like they're definitely doing. I handed all this to Teresa after you gave it to me, and she flipped through it and found it really interesting. Read everything, and she's just. I'm glad that somebody's doing it the right way. Now, this is from an outsider's, complete outsider's sort of perspective.
Yeah.
And it's very, very reassuring that someone's on the right track.
Right. And that one, that particular brochure, it, like you say, is from the Colorado Department of Tourism.
Yeah.
The other one, the green one, is from that's from a company called Dixie, which makes... Okay. They make edibles. They make tinctures. They make THC.
What exactly is a tincture?
A tincture is a concentrated form of THC. It's a liquid.
Okay,
but it's usually tinctures are like. It's
how are they typically ingested?
orally.
Orally.
Like you
could drop it in a glass in tea.
Is how you'd want to do a tincture. Like you put a couple of drops in a tea of like a sort of an instant.
I've never experienced or seen that.
Dixie also makes topicals. They make topical oils, salves. And they literally make dermal patches that are like THC or CBD or CBN patches.
Right.
That you can put on that are almost like a fentanyl, a pain relief patch, or like a nicotine patch.
I asked you if you've ever tried them the other day. You said you had, right?
The patches?
Yeah, or just the massage.
I've done topical cannabis topical salves. Yeah,
and it
does
it affect the general area, or does it still get you high? I don't know.
No, those aren't. It's not a psychotropic effect at that point. Like you're literally using it. That's more of a direct pain control issue. Like if you've got tennis elbow or something, you rub the cannabis salve into it. Relieves the pain from it, you know. It's not
right.
But it's not a psychoactive effect at that point. You can, if you have like the straight THC salve or what have you, like that will provide a psychoactive effect. If you're running with a CBD or something that has less of a psychoactive effect and a higher medicinal effect. Like that's what the CBDs and the CBNs are. Anybody that doesn't know, THC is a chemical that gets you high. Your medical benefits are derived from CBDs, CBNs. Yes,
CBNs.
So that being said, you can literally purchase stuff that is THC free. Like you can purchase products,
and that's important too with the medical marijuana.
Very important.
It's like an O'Doul's for weed.
A little bit, but all you are getting is just the
smoke,
the medical part.
You don't even smoke those.
Those I thought you meant just like a fake marijuana.
No,
it's not. Like you can get high CBD quality flowers that definitely fucked me up. Like no bullshit. I was like, what's the highest CBD content that you have? And I didn't think to ask about the THC content, but in any case, like they were, everything that I smoked with a high CBD content gave me that really kind of like up and giggly and like real, like let's go. Like I was in a great mood. Like CBDs, fantastic mood elevators. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. And that's the stuff that should be able to be harnessed without the
psychoactive effect. Exactly. Like people are looking for the medical benefits of marijuana without getting high.
It's what they're doing. And I think, you know what? I think there's logic to both sides. I think it's smart to definitely. I think there's a lot of people that won't ever even try this medicine if they view it as something that's going to get me super, you know, fucked up.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
And that's unfortunate for people that like really need it. Now, of course, I'm pretty, you know, not afraid to say that recreational use should be widely applauded and generally accepted.
Absolutely.
But there needs to be, I think it's smart the way Colorado's doing it.
You
in
need
the
to
sense.
Be intelligent about
there,
it.
There needs to be systems of organizing and there needs to be
education.
You can still get a DUI in Colorado for driving under the influence of cannabis.
What is their
How do they
test?
Measure that?
How
I'm
is
not,
it measured?
I, there's another pam- or another. Another thing, I'm not really sure. Let's see. Drug-related impaired driving arrests are based on observed impairment by law enforcement officers. Many of these Colorado officers have advanced training to detect impairment from a variety of substances.
So they watched a bunch of Cheech and Chong.
How many Twinkies does he have in the car?
Yeah. After an arrest, a blood test will determine the amount of
active... Does he have a Slurpee mustache?
Shut up.
Straw.
Is Which he listening to Dave Matthews
Band? I have two of them, and fuck the Dave Matthews Band. I do love the Slurpee mustache
fuck
draws.
The Dave Matthews
fuck Band. Fuck the Dave Matthews Band. Those cocksuckers. Anyway, after an arrest, a blood test will determine the amount of active THC in a person's blood. An active THC level of 5 nanograms or more...
So you said they'll do a blood test.
Yes. To determine active amounts of THC.
Obviously,
this is after an arrest. Like, you obviously have to be way stoned.
Really impaired.
Really, really impaired for them to be like, we are arresting you for being under the influence of marijuana. Now, pot DUIs have gone up in Colorado because they're looking for them more. But they also want to show that they're not just kind of laughing at it. What they say is that it has to be out of arm's reach of the driver. Completely understandable. If there's cannabis in the car, it has to be out of arm's reach of the driver.
If it's in your glove box,
in the trunk or something.
Glove box is still arm's reach.
If you got long fucking arms,
What if you're one of those guys that has?
There's
the little,
people with super long arms.
I
knew a dude he could reach right to the glove compartment.
I can.
Thank you.
I
that's
can.
A dumb rule.
Yeah.
No.
It doesn't say glove box. It just says out of the reach of the driver, which is why they want you to put it in your trunk.
It needs to be in your trunk is what you're saying.
Put it in your
trunk. So you have no access to it while
you're driving. Okay. Exactly.
Understandable.
So, and it's the same way like a lot of these dispensaries sell you stuff in a smell-proof pouch that has the ability to be locked so that you can like throw a little lock on it or a little zip tie or whatever and throw it in your trunk.
The technology that is coming out with all of this stuff and it being recreational and being out there is really, really interesting as well. Like
super cool.
Where there's an industry, it will grow, and it's fascinating. I'll say to older listeners, pot's not the same thing it was when you were smoking it when
it's
you
not
were a
even
teenager.
The same thing like, that it was when I was smoking it when I was a teenager.
Right.
No way. Like, not with all this like the concentrates and dabbing. Like that is like
the
concentrates
world.
The future
dude, there
of
was,
marijuana.
There was hash oil.
Inhalation.
There was hash and there was hash oil when we were growing up. I remember being like 23 And you know, a buddy of mine's just like, oh, this is sugar hash. I'm like, the fuck is sugar hash?
Yeah, I mean,
hash
was a kind of exotic thing.
It was for me as well.
I hung with a lot of hippies. Once I started hanging with hippies, dude, hash was like all over the place. Like,
and Dave Matthews Band.
No, they hated Dave Matthews Band. None of them liked
it's
Dave
so
Matthews.
Funny you're bringing this up because we had a whole thing
we did.
Oh, how do you know I wasn't listening to Something Dreadful? Yeah.
To Secret Feelings.
To Secret Feelings.
Fun fact, refusing a blood test results in the installation of an ignition interlock device for 2 years and level 2 alcohol education and
therapy.
That's
fucking dumb.
Regardless of a criminal conviction. That means that you cannot refuse a blood test if they arrest you.
Now, that's a bit fucked up. I'm a bit weirded out by the blood test thing. I mean,
that is the only way
that they can determine
the active amount.
I mean, Christ, at least you just refuse a breathalyzer, you go to jail.
Yeah, but you're more than likely going to get sentenced to a year with a breath and fucking interlock system thing like they
described. That just sucks to have to be like laden with that for that long time, you know?
It's an alcohol ignition. Like, I don't think that they have it to where you can blow for THC.
No.
So it would have to be an out. Like,
on the contrary, I knew of this because of my own experiences with DUI for, you know, drinking and driving. They had us definitely believing at the time that those systems, now whether it's true or not, could detect within a certain period had you smoked marijuana. So there was something they had us pretty firmly convinced, and everything that I've heard I think it is actually a real thing. I think that system does exist, but it's within a very, very specific time like period. And those things are incredibly sensitive. They are to the point where people have gotten in trouble for literally just like mouthwash. You know, hopping in the car and blowing in them, and the car won't start because, you know, you use mouthwash and it's got this alcohol content, and they, you know, you have to wait a certain amount of period and just do it again. And then all that information, of course, is recorded
and
goes
sent
back
off,
to your probation officer.
Like, well, what are you doing? No, fuck off. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've been down that road. It's not a fun one.
Fuck that road.
I never had, thankfully, one of those things in my car. I just pretty much didn't drive for
I was going to say, yeah, but you just didn't fucking. They didn't put one of those things.
I had my license pulled for a year.
Yeah,
I couldn't have a license for a year. You know,
take the bus a lot.
No, never once. Never once.
Always,
really?
Always got a ride.
Huffed always it. Got a ride with someone.
With the guy that fixed your lawnmower.
I used to have to wait around a lot. Yeah. Like I would get dropped off super early or
picked up super late.
Yeah.
That happened to me a lot too. Which. Funny thing about Denver is they have bicycle stations where you can rent a bike Or the best thing, that's I was telling cool. Owen about this.
They we talked about it on our last show when you they, weren't here.
The
little smart car
the
deal.
The smart cars.
It's turning into a recap show. For yeah, your show.
We did. We did.
I didn't know. I was sorry. Too busy being in Denver.
No, but that is an amazingly cool service. What was it called? It was like Car to Go.
Car to Go. And car the number two.
Donya was familiar with one that is in New York, apparently. They have the same exact service, but it's called something else.
Like a Zip car?
Yes, I think Zip car. I guess these are taking off. I'm really behind the idea. I'd love to see them here.
Dude, and Uber? Uber is a big thing out there. Like, for those of you that don't know, the reason that I was going to Denver, aside from just general vacation, is Kelsey and I went as sort of ambassadors for the Oh No radio show.
Yes, you did.
We went out there, and we went to Grassroots California. It's a company that makes some really kick-ass hats, and they have their flagship shop is in Denver, Grassroots Colorado, and basically they're the ones that were putting on an event called the 710 Cup, which is a celebration of hash for layman's terms, but it's basically it's a competition where you enter in your product and everybody competes and there are blind samples.
And you get
samples.
To rate it. And
yeah, and you rate the products, all this shit. And there, you know, was all sorts of stuff going on. Grassroots did this thing called the Break Room, which is it's a private members only club that with your admission to the cup and your ticket purchase or whatever, you became a member and you are legally allowed to go into this place and smoke dope all you want. Fucking just like they've got music going on. There's graffiti on the walls.
Hot pockets.
They do sell munchies. They do have an entire wall of paraphernalia that if you didn't bring your rig, you didn't bring your torch.
You got some right over there. You could just go grab.
Leave your
cubby hole and shit.
You leave your ID as collateral, but they've literally got hundreds to thousands of dollars worth of pieces that you can sit on. They've got the electric nails at the three different tables that they've got. You know, like you can
nice
go and hang out, and
it's like a hookah bar almost.
It's exactly like a hookah bar.
Yeah.
And then they had buses running back and forth on the event days. The first day we went was literally like it was a half a block long line of people waiting to check in. Judges were getting their gift bags with their, you know, custom judges glass rigs and the bag full of samples. And, you know, I didn't know what to expect. We went in there and I was like, cool, they're just going to give us some wristbands for free admission. That's going to be great.
And this is with your Oh No Media pass, though.
Yeah, like, the Oh No Media. This is the I said, hey, we have a podcast. We're not a weed cast by any means, but we're cannabis friendly for sure. We would love to do an event recap for you.
And that's what we're doing.
And that's what we're doing. And I'll tell you, like, I wasn't there last year. All I saw were videos, but they took care of us. Like
that's nice.
Grassroots.
Rolled
Shane,
out the red carpet.
Shane at Grassroots. I definitely got to hand it to him. Like, yeah. Great customer service. We walked in. I was just like, hey, we're here. We've got press credentials. They're like, oh, awesome. Here you go. What size t-shirts do you wear? I was like, oh.
Oh, cool. All right.
Here's your
t-shirts. Cool.
Here's your bags. Here's your t-shirts. That's here's awesome. Here's your waiver. Please sign these. Hand them to them so that we can get your
waiver. Wait a minute. What's the waiver?
The waiver is the is your admission form for the cup. It's your membership form for for the break room. You know, to make
does it say something on there though? Like if. Like health wise, like if I, you know,
that's true.
Smoke too much,
and you just drop dead on there.
Like, and I just drop dead. Do I?
You would go into the Guinness Book of World Records because that's
yeah,
never,
but that
ever
was on
happened.
Like page 8, and you probably just sort of like went right to the last.
It was
page
literally like
a
terms
thing.
And conditions. I agree.
I agree. Click.
The
yes
terms are: I'm fucking here. This is awesome.
I'm getting high.
Conditions
fuck
are:
off.
I'm getting fucking.
But
high.
they took great care of us. You know, we come walking out with a couple $100 worth of shit each.
What do they call it? Grassroots?
Grassroots California. And like my
California, my, huh?
That's the corporate name, Grassroots California. They do a lot of collaborations with different musicians, different artists, and they donate the proceeds of all their hat sales to charities and whatnot. All of their hats have a little stash pocket in the side.
It is a nice hat.
This is the freebie hat
that you got.
The 710 Cup VIP. Nice. Yeah, I mean, it's a snapback, which I don't care about, but honestly, it's bigger than the other hat that I have, so it fits my obnoxiously large head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you got your bag of shit. Your swag bag was huge. You got all sorts of fun stuff in there.
Tons of cool shit. There's
thank you to them.
Mike absolute Russo. Absolute thank you to Grassroots for A, putting on the event, for B, having the break room, which was seriously awesome, and I can't wait until I move to Denver so that I can go there more often and or volunteer there. But seriously, like, everything that they did for promoting the culture and for trying to spread the word of this as a legitimate, you know, a celebration of the culture that's been demonized for so many years. But yeah, thanks to Grassroots, Over the Moon Clothing, which was they're a Detroit, go figure, Detroit based clothing company.
Of course you'd like it.
They were one of the main sponsors.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And then Mood Mats, which is a like basically just a bong pad, you know.
Yeah. They're like mouse pads for bongs.
For bongs, exactly.
So you don't mess up your glass.
So you don't break your glass. Yeah, like it makes total sense.
It actually does. And they make them all cool. They have all cool designs.
Yeah, they totally do. Like the one that I have is the fucking Detroit Tiger, the ones that they gave out. It's the Detroit Tigers D with the titanium nail in it.
Right.
So
yeah,
tons of shit. And Cloud Pens, cloudpens.com. Fucking vaporizer pens that they gave the free.
They gave you a hundred dollar pen package,
whole package. It's like, it's not just the pen, like it's the charger.
Yeah, it's a whole kit and caboodle. But it's everything there.
It's the Cloud Roots. It's the Cloud / Grassroots 710 Cup Special Edition. Which I
what does that retail for? About $100.
About $100. Yeah, that's what they were selling them for. They had some really cool stuff. Like their logo is the G with the sprout coming out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's this glass blower named KGB that does the donut pipes and rigs and shit like that. And they had a bunch of custom Grassroots stuff there that were the donuts, but like it looked like it had the G and the frosting and stuff like that. And
nice.
They had all sorts of different shit like that. So they were definitely a class act. I just ordered some other shit from them yesterday, as a matter of fact. So they, solid people. Down the street, about a mile down the street, was the Vendor Village, which is where you walk, like, you literally walk in just like any other con or trade show or anything, and people are just like, hey, come buy my shit. I'll give you a dab. Come buy my shit.
I thought one of the more interesting stories you've told me off air was the fact that you're literally like in a diner or restaurant or something, right? And you're talking to the waiter just about like, yeah, we're here.
The waiter talked to us
about smoking.
We didn't talk to him. Like, this is the diner that we literally ate at every day because it was
this
that
is how
damn
open
good.
The conversation is.
This is
it.
How open it is. We sit down and we've got our wristbands on, you know, like the VIP wristbands on from the event. And the dude, not even our server. The server in the same section, one of the two. And he's like, oh, you guys are in town for the Cup? That's awesome. You guys having fun? Yeah, dude, it's going great. He goes, oh, man. He's like, I've been volunteering down at the break room every morning. He's like, yeah, no shit. He goes, yeah, dude, I pretty much just get dabbed out, and then I come here, and then I work.
Then I go to work.
And then I go to work, and then I go dab at home, and then I sleep for a few hours, and then I go back in. He's like, yeah, dude, if I could just do that all day long, it'd be perfect.
It just feels like mini Amsterdam. Like,
dude, it feels
something's happening out there.
Even bigger than Amsterdam.
Yeah, does it?
Like, it absolutely
our home soil as well, you know?
Yeah, it absolutely does feel like Amsterdam. It feels like what America should fucking feel like. Like, I shouldn't have to feel like a criminal.
No, you shouldn't.
Because of
we're
a
all
plant.
In agreement with that.
I know that. I know. It's not it, but we are not the ones that need convincing.
This is true.
Like, it's the fact that if you honestly don't believe that marijuana is at the very least a medical issue.
Yeah. Then I don't want to be a friend.
Then I don't know how to fucking talk to you.
Yeah.
I really don't. And if we all can't get on board with the fact that marijuana is safer than alcohol, you know what I mean? Like, so we might as well treat it like alcohol. We might as well treat it, make it so that adults 21 and over can fucking get their hands on
exactly Exactly.
I'm fucking...
I think we're all right there with you, yeah. And that's why, you know, all of us need to go and vote yes on two.
Vote yes on Prop 2 for medical marijuana in Florida. Plenty of other states are going to have initiatives for either recreational decriminalization.
Yep. Any step's whatever. A good step is any what I say.
Normal.org. Mm-hmm. Like, if you ever have any question, if you want to fight the good fight.
Normal without the last A, right?
NORML.org.
.org.
The National Organization for the Reformation of Marijuana Laws. Yeah. They've been around since the 70s.
They're the old school fighters, but they've always actually stayed true.
They're still doing it. They're still loyal to the cause. Keith Straub, the founder, is still the figurehead of it. Like,
it's amazing. Yeah,
they're still doing the damn thing, and they still deserve a lot of credit. So, you know, like, it's all about we live. It's fucking 2014, people. It's time to step out of the dark ages and... Whether you like weed or don't like weed, we have bigger things to worry about than filling our prisons full of people that have a plant in their pocket.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That they're using responsibly.
For the most part.
We're not saying that
if you're being a dick about it,
don't need to go to jail. Then
you
fucking
get punished. You absolutely do.
Treat it like alcohol. Treat it in the same manner and we'll all be all right.
Exactly.
And that's all we're saying here from the Oh No Radio Show.
That's right.
Any other we're getting late here. Any other things you want to quickly wrap up from Denver?
I want to say thanks to Uber for giving me the $20 credit for being all high and fucking signing up for the process.
There you go.
They did. They were just like, oh, you just came from the booth next door where they just gave you dabs? Oh, cool. Do you want to sign up for Uber? I'm like...
And do you want a dab?
I was like, I think we talked about... No, they didn't give me a dab. They gave me a bright orange headband, which I was just like, that looks like something John Cena would wear. Owen, this is for you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that. I did wear it.
You did
wear
it.
I was a good sport.
You were.
Uh-huh.
You were.
Either way, no, before we get going... I want to say something. Like, a few days back, you know, I was talking, like, early in the show, we were talking about people getting confused with the Mixler.
Yeah.
Right. You know, talking on the chat. And I get a few. There's three little quotes that from Fawaze. Fawaze?
Fawaze.
Fawaze.
Okay.
This is a user on the chat?
This is a user on the chat. I don't know who this person is. He's obviously listening to old shows. We've also got a guy named Cater Kirk. Cater Q-A-D-E-R K-I-R K-U-K.
Sounds like a German dish
I don't know that guy is, but this Fawaze, whatever.
Fawaze.
Like, he says, hi. How do you do? You make this show so cool.
Well, how we do is we do a lot of do you
a lot of dib dab do.
Apparently, this guy's from Denver.
I don't think this guy's American.
I don't think he's American.
This guy is American. Yeah. The second one is
he's talking like cousin Balky over here.
The right. Sound is just so awesome. It's so clear. So.
Geez, we're really getting some hands down,
right?
Only if we could do some Yelp reviews for the
this guy apparently is very, you know, he's satisfied with his
the
product.
Sound is great.
The sound is awesome.
Well, good for him.
It's like THX certified.
I had to bring it up though, because the first time I read it, I'm like, this guy's being a fucking asshole.
Like, you're like, fuck this guy.
I could taste the sarcasm in that,
look
dude.
At this. I could see behind it. So I don't know.
I could see behind it.
Like, maybe it was one of those times that the feed dropped out and it was like dead air for a while or something.
Yeah.
Microphones
just stopped working.
Yeah. So I don't know for sure. It's either a guy being a douchebag.
Now
like
that you said it, that's what he's doing.
Or yeah.
Come
yeah.
on now. No one's giving us compliments.
Exactly.
Nobody's giving us compliments.
Yeah.
No.
I thought we'd end the show with that. And
thank you, viewers. You're so awesome.
Oh no.
Listeners, you're not viewing shit.
We don't view shit anymore.
We are actually all are here with no pants on, so that's how cool it is.
Owen's
no
been cameras. Whacking it for the last hour.
Owen's broadcasting
minutes.
In a sex
Come
swing
on.
Right now.
That's true. That's actually me.
We do need to get rolling. But,
yeah.
But I have a Jeopardy question for you, Duncan, before you leave.
All right.
You said you could do it. You said you'd own these people.
Is it an actual Jeopardy question?
No, this is actually just a question that I have for you, but it's like a serious one.
Well, you need to present it in a Jeopardy fashion.
Nah, it's too
I can't.
Difficult
it's
for him.
Too difficult for me.
Come on.
I know him better than that.
All right. No. Bush League. Explain the origins of Bush League, Duncan.
The origins of
Bush. I don't know where the term comes from.
I would think that the term... No, but that's you're supposed to be writing it down. You never have to write down the answer.
That's why this is your time to think about it, dude. Right.
Yeah, but then there's a whole other part.
There is a whole other
part. All right, we'll skip that part. Go ahead. Your answer.
I would think that the term Bush League would come from, you know, like...
Don't say Bushes.
No, not the... Bush League being more...
Okay, can we first... Can we first say, can we agree on a spelling?
Sure, why not?
Is it Bush like just U
B U S H?
Or is it Bush like the beer?
Why would it be
it's
like
the beer?
It's definitely
not the beer.
It's definitely not the beer. Actually, you know what? It probably is the beer if we're going in like, it, there's probably some sort of historical fact to the like being like the beer had its own goddamn league. But no, I think it's definitely Bush, as in B-U-S-H.
Like she's got a hairy B-U-S-H.
Like the Australian Bush.
So it's not
Bush.
That. It's not that. I don't know. I don't know where it comes from. What do you think?
I looked it up. You want to know?
Yeah, I do want
to
know.
Okay. This is brought to you by the internet.
Thank you,
brought to
internet.
You by
get the internet today. The term Bush League has a literal meaning as well as a idiomatic meaning. It originated as a term for minor league baseball, which is often played in rural towns that are sometimes referred to as the Sticks or the Bush.
The Bush.
The term Bush League has to come to refer to anything that is considered amateurish in nature or lesser quality.
Right. I'll accept it. I'll accept it. I now know.
And what did you wager?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely.
Not a goddamn thing.
Nothing.
We wagered that would be the end of the show.
I think that's about
I
right.
think that's a fair bet.
Yeah.
Oh, I was looking for my ZZ Top collection. I couldn't.
Said no one ever.
Said no one.
I'm kidding. Ever. I love ZZ Top.
I like a little.
If you're
bit,
listening, Billy Gibbons, please.
What were
we
listening to? We were doing some fucking
Maiden.
Maiden. Hang on.
I did quote it on Twitter, so don't make me a liar.
Oh, I guess it helps if I'm not in my purchase folder.
Yeah, because obviously music? You've never purchased any music before.
Who purchases music?
That's what I want to know. I don't.
Fucking generationals? The fuck?
No, I do actually purchase some music.
Well, you're still... Well, a vinyl or something, maybe.
10, maybe? Maybe? Something around there. I try.
Take us out, Owen.
No, I don't want this one. It's a bad one.
You can't change the end track.
No, we can't.
No, we can't.
That's the one.
I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Okay.
It's my goddamn show.
And as long as it ends up with the trooper, I don't give a fuck what
exactly.
happens.
Sometimes it's when the trooper calls, you just go with it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to this edition.
That bass sounds really good.
Yeah, right? Yeah, motherfucker.
Steve Harris.
Thanks for tuning in to another edition
to
of the
Iron
Ono
Maiden
Radio
cast.
Show. Yeah, Maiden cast tonight.
Fucking A.
Fucking, what's the show called? The sweep, the supermarket sweep cast.
Supermarket sweep cast.
Supermarket creep cast.
Supermarket creep cast.
That's the name of the show.
I like it.
Pretty
good.
We will be back hopefully next week. We'll let you know on the Facebooks and the Twitters when we're doing a show.
Yeah.
And we will, we'll see you next time.
Eat a bag of dicks.
Eat all of them.